Welcome to the daily Lectio Divina podcast with sacredpilgrim.com. Today's reading is part of our series on life, eternity, and hope, using selections from the reclusive American poet Emily Dickinson. Today we're reading How Happy is the Little Stone. Let's begin with a few slow, deep breaths to settle ourselves. We begin with mindful breathing to let our bodies and minds know that we are becoming quiet and still. It allows us to begin to be attentive to the movement of the spirit in our time together today. As I read twice through, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you and touches your heart. Use the silence that follows to take in that word or phrase. Turn it over in your mind. Ponder it. How happy is the little stone that rambles in the road alone and doesn't care about careers and exigencies, never fears, whose coat of elemental brown a passing universe put on, and independent as the sun associates or glows alone, fulfilling absolute decree in casual simplicity. How happy is the little stone that rambles in the road alone and doesn't care about careers and exigencies, never fears, whose coat of elemental brown a passing universe put on, and independent as the sun associates or glows alone, fulfilling absolute decree and casual simplicity. As I read again, hold the word or phrase in your mind and ask where God is using it to touch your life experience right now. Maybe a feeling or memory comes up for you around the word. What does God have to say to you about it? How happy is the little stone that rambles in the road alone and doesn't care about careers and exigencies, never fears, whose coat of elemental brown a passing universe put on, and independent as the sun associates or glows alone, fulfilling absolute decree in casual simplicity. In this last reading, consider what response God is inviting in you through the word or phrase. It may be an action, an inner decision or new awareness, or a spark of creative inspiration. Silently talk with God about that invitation. How happy is the little stone that rambles in the road alone and doesn't care about careers and exigencies never fears, whose coat of elemental brown a passing universe put on, and independent as the sun associates or glows alone, fulfilling absolute decree in casual simplicity. As we close this time of divine reading, spend some time resting quietly in God. You might feel inspired to use a few words, but in this time, words are not necessary. Contemplative prayer gives us space to just be present with God and allow God to be present with us. If you like, you can pause the recording here for the duration of your silent time before hearing the closing prayer. Or you can use the prayer to lead you into your time of silent contemplation. I also invite you to visit the Sacred Pilgrim Facebook page and share your word or phrase and what came up for you today. God, we confess how easily we turn to our work, our friends, the world around us to fill us up and make us feel important and valuable. As we go about our day today, may our words and actions and even thoughts flow from that centered and grounded place deep within us, where your spirit is revealing our true self. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.